In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ is born. Today, heaven and earth are united, for Christ is born. Today, God has come to earth, and man ascends to heaven. Today, God, who by nature cannot be seen, is seen in the flesh for our sake. Thou hast assumed the body of lowly clay, O Christ, by sharing our humble flesh. Thou hast made our race partakers of divinity. Holy words from last night's service. Brothers and sisters, on this bright and holy day of the Nativity, we ask, what really happened in Bethlehem? What really happened? God has made our human race partakers of divinity. Yes, Christ was born in Bethlehem, but with his holy birth, it is we that are given a new birth. A new birth. It is we that are born as children of God. Let us hear the simple and elegant words of the great 20th century theologian, Father George Florovsky, professor at Harvard and Princeton, and former dean of St. Vladimir Seminary before Father Schmemann. From his book, Creation and Redemption, he writes, "The Word became flesh. In this is the ultimate joy of the Christian faith. In this is the fullness of revelation. The same incarnate Lord is both perfect God and perfect man. The full significance and the ultimate purpose of human existence is revealed and realized in and through the Incarnation. He came down from heaven to redeem the earth, to unite man with God forever, and became man. The Word became flesh and became man. The New Age has been initiated. The New Age is now the Christian Age. We count now the Anni Domini, the years of our Lord. As St. Irenaeus of Lyon wrote, the Son of God became the Son of Man, that man also might become the Son of God. Not only is the original fullness of human nature restored or reestablished in the Incarnation, not only does human nature return to its once lost communion with God, the Incarnation is also the new revelation, the new and further step. The first Adam was a living soul, but the last Adam is the Lord from heaven, 1 Corinthians 15:47. And Father George continues, and in the Incarnation of the Word, human nature was not merely anointed with superabundant overflowing of grace, but was assumed into an intimate and personal unity with the divinity itself. In that lifting up of human nature into an everlasting communion with the divine life, the fathers of the early church unanimously saw the very essence of our salvation, the basis of the whole redeeming work of Christ. That is saved which is united with God, says St. Gregory the theologian. In the Incarnation, Father George says, human history is completed. Human history is completed. Everything we need to know about human history ultimately is summed up in Bethlehem and later on Calvary. Brothers and sisters, the baby Jesus is the meaning of our life. All of our human potential rests in the manger. In the manger. There is no other program to reach our true human potential, no other means of self-improvement except in Christ Jesus, our God who became one of us. In the words of Bishop Callistus Ware, when God becomes man, this marks the beginning of an essentially new stage in the history of man, and not just a return to the past. The Incarnation raises man to a new level. The last state is higher than the first. Only in Jesus Christ Only in Jesus Christ do we see revealed the full possibilities of our human nature. Until He is born, the true implications of our personhood are still hidden from us. Christ's birth, as St. Basil the Great puts it, is the birthday of the whole human race. Christ's birthday is the birthday of the whole human race. Christ's birthday is our birthday. It is a great and awesome privilege to preach the incarnate Word of God, that the Word became flesh, and there is such a superabundance of wisdom and teaching of the Church Fathers, of rich theology, at this time of year, as we heard cascading down on us at last night's service, so that it's hard to know how much to share, that there's just so much wisdom to choose from. And there's a great responsibility in that choosing. But I read something somewhere, perhaps from a more modern source, that said simply that God came as a little child so as not to scare us, so as not to frighten us. God came as a little child so as not to frighten us, that we would see that His way, His love, His life is quiet and humble and gentle. That we in turn would eagerly love and embrace the child, the newborn king. And indeed, a similar sentiment is found, I later saw, in St. Philaret of Moscow, who echoes this. He says, Christ comes not, He comes not as a fierce man of war, threatening all things with death, but He comes as a newly born babe, bringing the hope of rebirth and of life. Brothers and sisters, the peace on earth He brings is our peace, is our peace with God. He is our peace. He rests again in the manger, and may our soul rest in the manger with Him, because we indeed are born today as well. May we be happy children of our Lord. This child has made that possible. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is born! Christ is born! Christ is born! Christ is born.